Yes, you was when you
were praise Amen. Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? I request to greet of your brethren and welcome them back from praise and worship of God. Tell them, hope I've done it as John 4 says, verse 21-24. Ask them, what does it say? If they have done as that chapter and those verses say, in the worship and the praise of God, ask them what those verses say. Have you asked them? They have told you the right things. You know it's good if you worship and praise God.
Being
verses directing you how to worship and praise Him. And when you think of them, they bring much power.
He'll
praise you and worship in power. Worship and praise never bores you because you think the light of the world. Much power comes from you into your vessels of clay. Then you feel the praise and the worship, and it's moving. And it just hanging there, sluggish like that. And you don't think of directives. The one you worship told you how to worship Him. Don't think of His greatness, why He's worthy of the praise, and why He's worthy of all the annals. It makes you get cold. Many times you feel of hunger which is struck you.
And
think of the few days remain on this month, mostly those who rent.
It's
now 19th. Think of the end of the month. Forget to think of the one who gives you what to pay. Think of the problems that think they will help you. Problems never help someone.
But
God who helps us and then we think of Him. It's bad to think of problems. Don't think of the one who takes them away. Give them time instead of giving it to your helper. Now the problem is you have to Him, nothing is impossible with Him. You cast them unto Him. Think of the one to help you get out of them. More than giving them must time. People give problems more time and they give them time and they remember it reached me here, it took me to this level, it pressed me, it made me, now it is come back, it's
going to
kill me where it is reached. Instead of thinking of your helper, nothing impossible, Jeremiah, he said,
passed
our worries to Him.
Atina agamba yaita mbiona bebulani yanya 14:16 yona byetuitamu yabiitamu ye kabona atumanya obulungi atatude ku mukono gwa dio barumi ye gayirire kitafe atebwe mbera muye yokana 15:7 ne sabache ne bigamba bigabiri muze sabache njagala akati nine bizimu kama bibi nokwata
this I give them to you
no roza kale kuya inzo kubikuyamba
kushinga
bwo buddo obunji
instead of giving them more time,
give
them more time to press your heart more and to cause you get foolish and cook your mind and to corrupt you. And by the time you get
on
the
time,
and you are like that snake python. Don't want anyone to tell you God is there.
They
have already corrupted your mind. And Satan is close to them there. He tells you, you see now,
come
to me and I save you. Yet when you go to him, he adds more troubles to you.
So
instead of giving problems more time, always give it to the one who can take them away. Think more of him and all his authority. And you wonder,
Oyabumba abavu n'abagagga mu mbuto z'aba mama
babo. The one who forms the poor and the rich in the wombs of their mothers.
Bonaye ababumba.
He's the one who forms all of them.
Omanye omwereza Yobu yasanyusa
nyu. You know the minister Job.
Yagamba nti sanyomanga mwavu.
He said I didn't despise the poor.
Niwankubadde oyo omukozi wange.
Neither that was my worker.
Gwe yatubumba nze naye.
You molded us.
Mbuto za mama bafu.
Them in our mothers.
Gwe uyo omubwati.
It is you the one God.
Era omanyinga bwe tuli.
And you know how we are.
So nze tewammumbira mu bbanga.
Did for me in the air.
Nange wammumbira mu lubuto nga bo.
You formed the womb as them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So, chiruoza nkono gani goroza yakubumba takura.
He formed when he didn't see you.
Ulioko yite mbezibo.
Then you pass problems.
Yakubumba akulabira lina program.
He saw you has a program upon you.
Nirwa kubakali sire bisinga bizibwe bijja tubiwo
obudde. Because many times problems comes to give them time.
No gali rosija na kungana.
They will not go for fellowship.
Bagenda kungo pamanya.
You're going to chase me from the house.
Kadi no tulawo.
You sit down.
Baka leba nakugoba.
Until they will chase you.
Mvujo duke misindo gweno nonya na.
Instead of run quick, go seek for the one to help you.
Umanyimu funanga ebizibu.
You know if you get problems.
Oduke liyo atalina bizibu.
You run to the one who has no problem to his side.
Oduka ngeri abantu bacha ine
bizibu. Don't run to people, they still have problems.
Duke liyo liagama anti nze wange teliyo chizibu.
Run to one who said to my side there's no problem.
Teri chimulema.
Nothing is impossible.
It means we serve
as the problem.
Now
run to the one without problems.
Or you may run
someone and they add more problems to you.
Say you
rent you 5 million and they lend them to you.
And
add another problem on you of demanding from you. God gives you and never touches a problem of demanding again. Someone say it means that you didn't borrow.
If you
borrow your slave, the one who has lent you until you pay back.
But
God alone never lends. If you run to him,
you
take off problem in
the past.
But we humans, we add other problems.
Said,
you have helped you but then I prefer to put another problem on you. As if I've taken
just
another problems in the world we give the
people. Just
add a little postponement of time ahead.
So they to be jawed.
And we don't take them away most of the time.
Find someone goes with
them and
tell,
get, go and be well. God has passed there to save you. But if we look to people, take our problems.
Don't
take it away, we just postpone them ahead.
But
let's leave that.
So
not only there, but right in your heart. Finish the service, go back, think of it.
People
put away problems or they just postpone them ahead.
Nina chizibu cha mtwale tano bojimpa kati no jimpora
550,000 if you lend it to me
ngachiwe chivude kumbere kumbaji kuoza achiongedde hiyo kwa maso kati
pond it ahead
kati bojimpora kati ngechizibu cho chiwe
lend it my problem
is where evident was
you forget when they gave it to you
era uchongedde ko bongezi mu maso
just postponed it ahead.
I didn't know chinzo kuongerezwa ina ku ntono
na nyo.
Niba kwachi bachi kuri ku mulyanga
oku mutima. Because right on your dawn the heart.
Oda bidadanga bakuwa bakuwola ye mitwaro
jeje. You
your 10
those your millions.
Oda banga achi je okombe che yongere ku maso
ka. Take it away you postponed it.
Era chimana ne chidda kuruna atenga chizito wanyo.
Comes back and this time it's heavy.
Naitwe bazamukama.
But we thank the Lord.
Watuzi jali ngatuzito weredwe nga tukoye.
We are in the burdens.
Atumuziza.
He's rested us.
Agenda tulage chimuro chemiyo jafu.
Move us your rest of our spirit.
Era yatukuti dejo.
It emphasized us yesterday.
Natugama ndi singa twangu wo kuchuka.
He told us if you quickly change.
Nebi bitawanya agenda kwangu wo kubijja.
Our problems will quickly take them away.
Agulumize linyere masika
tiga. Glorify his name in our midst. We
do
see joy of salvation. We want to move on. God's worldwide promised call
on
the nation of Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we're still moving on as we
see.
This call, how God marked it in the prophecies. Those released in the earth. Praise Jesus much. We still look at the Australian vision. This nation of Uganda. It was written in the New Vision newspaper. In the 1992. Praise Jesus much. It was in the November. It was the 14th. Praise Jesus much. This vision holds four major points, pillars in it. But the second pillar has taken us far on many things. Tell us the man to head God's final work on the planet Earth. Basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
First
to be a prophet Elijah.
Moses.
Which give us prophet Elisha to bring the double portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit in the fullness. Then we saw that point, the anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. They are the seven spirits and they have been doubled in the sign of the two lampstands and they flow in God's final work on the planet Earth. Facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Where we saw steps, we passed the theory of the Holy Spirit. And after we saw them, and we began to see the way this anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. They are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. How they work as the Word of God is, praise Jesus much.
To
say we take off the seven seals of the seven spirits from the Word of God to cause you first to be filled with the Holy Spirit. They are the seven spirits of God and they have been doubled. The second, to be filled with light of the Word of God. The third, to be filled with knowledge of God together with His glory. Now, even though we are meant to see all the seven spirits, how they work in double portion, as the Word of God is, we decided to begin with the Spirit of the Lord, who is responsible for the seventh seal, the seal of the beginning. Praise Jesus much. We began to see the Spirit of the Lord, how He works in double portion, as the Word of God is. After seeing the Spirit of God that we work in single portion, as the Word of God is, where we mostly understood the existence of God the Father, the Word we know as the Son, and God the Spirit,
whom
we know as Spirit of the Lord, or the Spirit of God.
In
where we saw most their image and likeness on their thrones, those we finished and we headed to above the heavens to see the beginning and the end. And that is God the Father and His Word together with His Holy Spirit.
And
we move to see how the Spirit of God works in our portion, as the Word of God is, which reached us above the heavens
at
the beginning and the end. And that's the Father and His Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, even His Holy Spirit. And all those we saw them,
and
so above the heavens, the new heavens and the new earth, those we saw them, and we saw the everlasting beyond above the heavens. After we began to see how we too dwelt above the heavens, spirits of all creations in heaven and earth. And when we finished that, and we saw the way spirits of all creation in heaven and earth,
then
we are gotten from God the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ.
And
after we finished to see those,
and
we separated between the body, the flesh and blood, the outward man, and we differentiated the middle man called the living soul, the heavenly body, and we differentiated the inner man, this human spirit,
those
spirits of all creation in heaven. All those we saw there, when we finished to see those,
and
we are asked a question, That you think God the Father, when He began to be called Father of all creations, and God the Word, when He began to be called Mother, and the firstborn of the children of God, and God the Spirit, when He began to be called the Comforter, and the leader of the children of God. All those we finished there. And, and we began this, and we still see these days.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Which tell us why God the Father was called our Father. And why God the Word was called the Word of God. Mother and the firstborn of children of God, and why God the Spirit was called the Holy Spirit and the Comforter, the leader of the children of God. Did you see why God the Father was called our Father? Because the beginning and the author of all things of righteousness. That's why he's called our Father. Meaning of the Father and is the beginning and the author. When we finish, we began to see the Word. God the Word. Why
it's
called the Word of God. When we discovered it, it was the first word to be spoken. He was in the heart of God. He was in the mouth of God. The one who first spoke that manifest. And we knew he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Come from hearing the word of God.
What
God is the Christ who clothed flesh appeared to us.
So
the reason why it's called the word of God. The
meat
is still moving on.
No, Kubanga.
And we get explained. And we want to hear and know why he was called Mother of Creation. Why
he was
called the firstborn of the children of God. And we came with a question in the midst, which asked that this God the Word, how did he come from God the Father? How was he in the God the Father? And how did he come out of him? That to come and stand, he came out as the much light. And as the sun,
yes,
praise Jesus much. After we headed on to the Holy Spirit, and we want to know God the Spirit, how was he in God the Father? And they are together with God the Word. And God the Spirit, how did he get out?
So
we want to move on to our second part. And we see the way God the Spirit came from God the Father and God the Word. Right above the heavens. When he came out as the much wider wind. And as a stream of living waters.
This
second part we've headed on. Today we are mostly going to consider. To see that God the Word. He sat on the right hand of the Father. And God the Spirit. He sat on the left hand of the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It's what
we're
mostly going to focus on today. First part we saw well God the Spirit. How we came from God the Father and God the Word. As the wearer of wind, much wearer wind. And that's the stream of living waters. Today what we mostly focus on. To see that God the Word, when he came from God the Father, he sat on the right hand of the Father. And God the Spirit, when he came from God the Word and the Father, he sat on the left hand of the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Where we begin is here.
Uruganda Yakobo,
the brother Jacob,
ne Yokana,
and John,
Bajane,
they came with their mother and to the Lord Jesus Christ. And they asked, requested, telling him,
that,
Lord, we request you grant us this, our request. The other day when you are in your kingdom, one of us, you sit on your right hand, and another sit on the left hand. wasn't to him to give that,
it's
upon those whom the Father prepared it for.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. Now in this aspect, after we analyzed God the Spirit, how he came from God the Father and God the Word, whom we know as the Son,
who
Lord Jesus, today we want to see, as God the Word came from the Father, he sat on his right hand, and God the Spirit, when he came from the two, he sat on the left hand of the Father.
Yes, he was
on the left hand of the Father.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus
much.
But there are some of human beings, some of disciples of Jesus, who attempted to request of this offer.
He prepared
it for others. He never spoke in that moment.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
What
tried to request, they never knew of them. According to those in Matthew 20, in the verse 20, and to 23. Let us hear.
Matayo esule ya makumi abiri, nolu nyiriri olwabiri.
Matthew chapter 20, from verse 20.
Awo nyina w'abaana ba Zebedayo, na jajali, na abaana be, na musinza, na musabe ekigambo, olwabiri mworumu. Namugamba nti oyagala ki? Namugamba nti lagira abaana bange bano bombi batuule omu ku mukono gwo ogwa ddyo n'omulala ku mukono ogwa kkono.
Ekyo kintu kyali kisoboka?
That thing, was it possible?
Nyina waba wa Yakobo,
mother of James and John,
yajja eri Mukama waffe Yesu n'avunamu okumusinza.
Came to Jesus, bowed down, worship him. And she requested.
Two
sons, he does something special and powerful for them. The kingdom of Christ. One should sit on the right hand. One on the left. The question is, see, Christ sits on the right hand of the Father. Imagine, one is to sit on the right hand of Christ. He has to take away who? Now imagine, Christ is the pastor,
sits
on the right hand of the Father and is the apostle. Someone
wants
to sit on the right hand
and
of pastor who is the word of the Christ. He has to take away who? He has to take away. If one sits on the left of Christ.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
He
requested very tricky. The next verse he answers tells him.
Matayo esule ya makumi abiri, nolu nyiriri, olwabiri mworumu.
Matthew chapter 20, verse 21.
Namugamba nti oyagala ki? Namugamba nti lagira abaana bange bano bombi batuule omu ku mukono gwo ogwa ddyo n'omulala ku mukono ogwa kkono.
Is that possible?
Christ
sits on the right hand of the Father.
It
means the Father is on the left hand of Christ.
Now, it means
the one who sits on the left hand of Christ has to take away the Father. Even on the right hand of the Father, you can't sit there.
We're
going to see the one seated there. The Father is in the middle. If the Word sits on his right hand, on the right hand, now God the Spirit
sits
on the left hand of the Father, he has to be in the middle.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's hear the next verses.
Matayo esule ya makumi abiri, nolu nyiriri olwabiri mwebiri.
Matthew 20 and the verse 22.
Naye Yesu naddamu n'agamba nti, temumanyi kye musaba. Muyinza okunywa ku kikompenze kye ŋŋenda okunywako. Ne bamugamba nti tuyinza.
He yabagaba nnange.
He told them friends.
Temumanyi kye musaba, ekintu kye musaba.
No, of what you ask.
Omala kalowooza kusaba.
Don't be a think of asking.
Omanyi bw'oba osaba eri
Katonda. If you pray and ask to God.
Lowoozaamu ku bintu by'osaba.
Think of the things you ask.
Kino tebakirowoozaako nnyo.
They never thought much of it.
Naye omwoyo yabaliko bakiriise kuba kyali mu mitima gyabwe oba kugwa
kkono. On the right or his left hand.
Matayo esuli ya 22 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu 2.
Matthew chapter 20 verse 22.
Ne bamugamba nti tuyinza. Olwabiri mu 3. Nabagamba nti ku kikompe kyange mulinywerako ddala. Naye okutuula ku mukono gwange ogwa ddyo ne ku mukono ogwa kkono si nze nkugaba. Wabula eri abo kitange be yakuteekera.
The
father prepared all the things.
Okuveri waguru we
ku right from above the heavens.
Sato inza kuveri no chisaba.
You can't come out ask for it.
Simaina che bali basabo bali
bachiro usako. I don't know what they requested the thought of it.
Obanga bachisabira muguru lino eririwo.
They asked it in the heavens which is
oba eri waguru we
ku above the heavens.
Kubanga bo chisabira muguru lino eririwo.
You asked it in the heavens which is.
Kibachizibwera nacho kubachirika abakadabini mwana.
You heard for it holds the 24 elders.
Atibwe tudda waguru we
when we go to above the heavens
kisukawo bususi
it goes beyond
kubanga kitaffe
for the father
mukono go ogwa dio
on his left right hand
yategekayo kigambo we yatulayo
this word he sits there
ku mukono go ogwa kono
on his left hand
umoyo mutukufu yaliyo
the holy spirit is the one there
yesu yebazibwe
praise jesus
era bobo tunulide mu Mark.
And if you look to Mark,
esule ne yekomi.
Mark chapter 10.
Olunyolwa satumwenya.
Verse 34.
Noko kuira lugamba bweruti.
Downwards it says like this.
Mark esule yekomi nolunyiriri olwasatumwenya.
Mark chapter 10 from verse 34.
Bali mudulira. Bali muwandulira amalusu. Bali mukuba. Bali mutta. Bwali yitawe nnaku esatu alizukira. Asatu mutano. Awo Yakobo ne Yokana abana ba Zebedayo ne basembera wali ne bamugamba nti omuyigiriza twagala otukolere kyonna kyonna kituna kusaba. Asatu mumukaga. Nabagamba nti mwagala mbakolere ki? Asatu mumusanvu. Ne bamugamba nti tuwe tutuule omu ku mukono gwo ogwa ddyo. No mulala ku mukono gwo ogwa kkono mu kitiibwa kyo
in your glory
jukira singa bateka akagamo ndi mu kitiibwa kyo
touch in your glory
baba zeyo mu Yokana 17
go back to John 17
unyuruku na ruku ta
verse 4 and 5
wisi byagama nti kitange
that Christ say father
zizo mu kitiibwa kye nalimu wamu nawe
the glory I was with you
ngisite nabakubawo
before the earth existed
ubagama mu kitiibwa kyo
they say in his glory
ngasebo nzi yone waguru eguru ne musaba
above the heavens you ask for that
erigwe kisoboka gwe
kweli is that possible
ichindu che musaba kizibu
the thing you ask for is very hard
sebo bate kaka kaga monti ngozi mchitibwa cho
a what take us and put us on
ne ulira singa abaze yo mchitibwa cho
if he's gone back to his glory
ukusinda kujokana
according to John
esule ne 17
chapter 17
nuloko na nuloko ta
verse 4 and 5
katulisomeko buli
let's read it to you here
tugenda kuba tudda mako na ikatusuke tugendekera
get back to Mark but let's first head there
Yokana esule ye 17 nolunyiriri olwokuna
John 17 from verses 4
ze kugulumiziza kunsi kubanga omulimo gwa mpo okukola ngukomekereza olwokutano ayi kitange ne kakano ngulumiza gwe wamunawe mu kitiibwa kiri kye nnali nakyo awamunawe ng'ensi tennabaawo
olidde ekitiibwa kye baali basaba na Yesu amaze okuddayo mu kitiibwa kye waggulu
w'eggulu
yatandikira ne
kitaffe
ekitiibwa kye kimu nga bwe yava mu kitaffe n'atuula ku mukono ogwa
ddyo ne
basaba ekintu ekizibu ng'oli mu kitiibwa
kyo
kati bantu de batya ku mukono ogwa ddyo
they have sat on the right hand
kali ku mukono ogwa kono
on the left and okay
kwanga bwabanga kwisi eriwe tudde aguru we
guru Christ when he get above the heavens
imogerwaka abatudde ku mkono ogwa
ddio on the right hand
yeah ogwa ddio ogwa katonda
on the right hand of God
then kitegeeza
then it means
abasabo tula ku mkono ogwa kono ogwa Christ
sit on the left hand of Christ the one there is the Father
ugamenze Christ
say he is the Christ
kigambo kya katonda
the word of God
omwana mukama
wa Yesu the son the Lord Jesus
ntudde ku mkono ogwa ddio ogwa kitaffe
I sit on the right hand of the Father who is past now
okiraba
are you seeing that
kati abasabanzi kigambo kya katonda
him the word of God
Yesu
Jesus
atule ku mkono gwa kono
they sit on his left hand
sokola be kitaffe ali
look to the Father seated there
uboge namukwa kula yote
how are you to snatch him from there Those are then the mentality which chased us from the garden. Are they not
the
of sitting in the throne of God? Let's get back to Mark. We hear. We want to see. God, there was on the right hand of the Father. Out of him came the Father. And God the Spirit.
When
came from God the Word and the Father.
And
sat on the left hand of the Father.
Mark chapter 10 verse
35.
Awo Yakobo ne Yokana, abana ba Zebedayo, ne basembera wali, ne bamugamba nti omuyigiriza. Twagala otukolere kyonna kyonna kituna kusaba. Satu mumukaga. Nabagamba nti mwagala mbakolere ki? Satu mumusanvu. Nebamugamba nti tuwe tutule omu ku mukono gwo ogwa ddyo n'omulala ku mukono gwo ogwa kkono mu kitiibwa kyo. Satu mumunana. Naye Yesu nabagamba nti temumanyi kye musaba. Muyinza okunywa ku kikompe ky'ennywako nze oba okubatizibwa n'okubatiza kwembatizibwa mu nze asatu mu mwenda ne bamugamba nti tuyinza Yesu n'abagamba nti ekikompe nze ky'ennywako mulinywako n'okubatiza kwembatizibwa mu nze mulibatizibwa olunyolwana naye okutuula ku mukono gwange ogwa ddyo oba kugwa kkono sinze nkugaba naye kwabo bekwategekerwa
kitaffe yategeka
the Father prepared
bwe tudayiri wagulwe gulu mu kitiibwa nga be bagambye
back to above the heavens in glory as they have said
the Kristo ngaziyo mu kitiibwa kye
Christ back to his glory
ngaziyo ngabwe yaline kitaffe wagulwe
gulu back how he was with the Father above the heavens
sibo tula ku mkono ogwa kono ogwa Kristo
had to sit on the left hand of Christ Because there is the Father.
And
on the right hand of the Father. On the left hand of the Father, you can't sit there. There is the Holy Spirit. As we began seeing, God enlightened new God the Word. When he was in the Father, he was in him as the much light and as the sun.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era bwatu byavamu.
That's how we came out.
Natula ku mkono ogwa kono ogwa kitaffe.
Sat on the right hand of the Father.
Ati bwatu nulide katondo omwo.
When we look to God the Spirit.
Yali atya mu kitaffe.
How was he in the Father?
Era yagendera atya mu katonda kigamba kufuma mu kitaffe.
He moved with the portion into God the Word coming from the Father.
Ngembu yaga enyinji.
As a much where wind.
Era buyalinga alimuda
as was
inside
as streams of living waters
so hatibwe twatan kukulaba katonda omoyo
when we began to see God the Spirit
twamulabanga ava munna munondo
we saw him come from the throne
ya katonda kitaffe
of God the Father
neyo mwana gwendika
of the Lamb of God
amanyidwa katonda kigambo
known as God the Word
wo mwana
of the Son
mukama wafu Yesu Kristo
the Lord Jesus Christ
so butuda yoko katonda waguru
we briefly get back upwards
mo baroyokani sokisuli yokutano
in the first John chapter 5 in the verse 7
utunyonyola nti batandika bali mu
one explain they began they are all in one
katusometu ulile
let's read we here
e barua ya yokana ekisoka isule yokutano no lunyiriri olwo musanvu
first John chapter 5 verse 7
kubanga wali wabajulira basatu muguru kitaffe kigambo no moyo mutukuvu Iranga abasatu abo bakanya muomu.
Wali wabajua basatu muguru.
There are three witnesses in heaven.
Abara bisibwa.
Who manifested?
Kuliko kitaffe.
This is the Father.
kuliko kigambo.
There is the word.
Tumanyi ngo
mwana. We know as the Son.
Mukama wafe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
No moyo mutukufu.
Even the Holy Spirit.
Eranga basatu bano.
And the three.
Bakanya muomu.
They agree in one.
Kugamba nti basuka
muomu. You said they were first in one.
Eranga tujukira.
And we remember.
Moyokane yemwemu.
In the John 1 verse 1.
Mwala bakigambo.
We saw the word.
Buyalinga ali mchitofu.
How he was in the Father.
Eranga na ye Katonda.
And he too is God.
Eratu wala bengeriji ya furumamu.
We saw the way he came out.
Katusomu yokane yemwemu tuulile.
It's written in the John 1 1 we hear.
Yokana esule soka nolunyiri olisoka.
John chapter 1 and the verse 1.
Kulubereberye waliwo kigambo. Kigambo naba wali Katonda. Kigambo naba Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kulubereberye waliwo kigambo.
In the beginning was the word.
Kigambo ngali wali wali Katonda kitafu.
The word is with God the Father.
Watuate garanti yali mutima gwe.
Understood he was in his heart.
Yali mkamwa kinga muulira.
In his mouth he felt him.
Yesu yebazibwe
nyo. Praise Jesus much.
Eranga naye Katonda muye.
He too is God. In him.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ne tujukira ndi bitwara bikatonda kigambo.
Remember what we saw on God the word.
Yafuruma mukitafu ngenjuba.
Came out of the Father's this son.
Irango musano omunji.
As the much light.
Okusina muzaburi ya 10:19.
To Psalms 119.
Olunyo lwa 15.
The verse 105.
Katukwasaganye yo tuulire.
Let's connect there we hear.
Zaburi esuli ya 10:19 no lunyiriri olwe 15.
Psalms 119 verse 105.
Ekigambo kyo yetabaze eri ebigere byange n'omusana eri ekkubo lyange. Olw'ekikumi omukaaga nalayira era nkikakasizza kino nga nnaakwatanga emisango gyo egy'ensonga.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Tabaze era musana.
Is the lamp and the light.
So twamulaba Katonda kigambo.
We saw him God the word.
Tumanyi ngo
mwana. We know as the Son.
Mukama wafe Yesu Kristo.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Bweyafubutuka bweyavuba mu kitafu.
How he came out of the Father.
Omusana omunji.
As the much light.
Eranga etabaza.
And as the lamp.
Ngayaka emikuro gy'omusana omungi.
He shining rays of the much sun.
Yekunganya ku mukono ogwaddio.
Gathered himself on the right hand of the Father.
Ukusinya bitusa mu Zaburi 10:10.
God what written the Psalms 110.
Olunyo lusoka.
In the verse 1.
Katusomeyo tuli.
Let's read there we hear.
Zaburi esuli ya 10:10 n'olunyiri olusoka.
Psalms 110 the verse 1.
Mukama agamba mukama wange nti tula ku mukono gwange ogwaddio. Okutusa lwendifuula abalabe bo entebe y'ebigere byo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Tumanyi nti atunyunyula.
Do you know the one explaining us?
Muzaburi eya 10:10.
The Psalms 110.
Olunyoli suka.
The verse 1.
Ye moyo mutukufu.
It is the Holy Spirit.
Buyali mukama ka kabaka Daudi.
It was in the mouth of King David.
Naga nti wetwali eri waguru weguru.
While we were above the heavens.
Mukama yagamba mukama wangi.
The Lord told to my Lord.
Naga mukama yagamba.
He said the Lord who said.
Ye Katonda kitafu.
That's God the Father.
Ngagamba mukama awe.
Speaking to his Lord.
Katonda kigambo.
The God the word.
Tula ku mukono gwangu ogwaddio.
Sit on my right hand.
Olowoje eyali awulira bino yali atudde ku mukono.
The one who had this was sitting on which hand.
Omoyo mutukufu.
The Holy Spirit.
Gutugenda okusinga okutunulira ate yali atudde wokuulira bino.
One we mostly going to look to where he sat to hear this.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Okusinga kwe bitwamula byenga ava mu Katonda kitafu.
What we saw him come from God the Father.
Ne Katonda kigambo.
And God the word.
Weyava mu ngembu yaga enyingi.
Came out as the much where winds.
Era nga omugo gwa amazza amara.
As the stream of living waters.
Okusinga bitwaso ku kumutegeera
ko. What we first understood of him.
Mubakoliso ekisoka
in the first Corinthians
esule yokubiri
in the chapter 2
onyole 10 ole 10 ole
verses 10 and 11
ndira Katonda omwoyo
that still God the Spirit
bweyalinga tanava mu kitafu
before he came from the Father
ne Katonda kigambo nga bakyali
and God the word still in the Father
naba ali mu kitafu
they are all in the Father
ne Katonda kigambo bweyafuruma
when God the word came out
okuva mu kitafu ngomu sana omunji
Father as the much light
iranga enjuba
and does the Son.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ekitundu ekimu nekigendera mu Katonda. Ekitundu ekimu eky'omwoyo Katonda omwoyo.
Of God the Spirit.
Ekigenda mu Katonda kigambo.
With God the word.
Ate ekitundu ekimu ekisigala mu Katonda.
Another portion.
Katonda kitafu.
Remained in God the Father.
Ngeri ye migeja amazza
mara. In the form of living waters.
Nembo ya genyinji.
In the much where we.
Sote kivacha wandikiwa.
Now that's why it's written.
Bakolisi ekisoka.
In the first Corinthians.
Esule yokubiri.
In the chapter 2.
Onyore 10.
Verses 10.
Pakole 10 na 11.
And to 11.
Abakolinse kisoka esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olwe 10.
First Corinthians chapter 2 and the verse 10.
Na yefe Katonda yatubibikulira ku bw'omwoyo. Kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna era n'ebitategeerekeka ebya Katonda. Olunyiriri olwe 10 n'olumu. Kubanga muntu ki ategeera eby'omuntu wabula omwoyo gw'omuntu oguli mu ye. Era bwe kityo n'ebya Katonda siwali abitegeera wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
So omwoyo omutukuvu.
Now the Holy Spirit.
Yalimu mu Kitaffe.
He was in the Father.
Iranga Katonda kigamu naye bwe yali.
That's got the word two walls.
Bula abagambi bakolisi ekyo kisoke sule ne yoku.
I've said the first Corinthians chapter 2.
Nule 10 norum.
In the verse 11.
Ndi muntu kyategeera ebyo omuntu.
What person understands the things of man?
Kujja ko moyo gwo muntu oguli mu ye.
The human spirit within him.
Na which two?
Even there.
Wali ali ategeera ebya Katonda.
No one knew the things of God.
Kujja ko moyo wa Katonda yali mu ye.
Except the spirit of God who was in him.
So ngabo twatandise mu Yokane emwe.
As began in John 1 verse 1.
Ndi kigambo yali awali Katonda.
That the what was where God was.
No moyo mtu kubichitufu yali awali
But the Holy Spirit was where God the Father was.
Wabula tujukira.
But we remember
Ntikatonda kigambo
that God the Word
yafuruma mu Kitaffe
when he came out of the Father
Gomusano omungi
as the much light
irange njuba
and as the sun
tulide ndi yatula ku mukono ogwa dio gwa Kitaffe
he is sat in the right hand of the Father.
Wabula ngatwagala okwetegereza
we want to analyze
ati ye Katonda omwoyo
now God the Spirit
yafuruma mu Katonda kigambo
came out from God the Word
ne Katonda Kitaffe
God the Father
nga embuyaga
as the much wearer winds
irange omugogo amaza
as a stream of living waters
yatula atya ku mukono ogwa kono
how did he sit on the left hand of the Father
eri waguru we
right above the heavens
kwanga tujukira mu Barumi
we remember in Romans
esure yo munana
Romans chapter 8
twategeze bwensonga
we were told the reason
ruachi omoyo mutukuvu
why the Holy Spirit
aiti bomoyo wa Katonda
called the Spirit of God
atena aiti bomoyo wa Christ
also called the Spirit of Christ
wetita Katonda kigambo
we call God the Word
atusemeyo ko Katonda tuulire
let's read briefly we hear
Abalumi esule yo munana n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Romans 8 in the verse 9.
Naye mwe temuli mubiri wabula mu moyo. Obanga omwoyo gwa Katonda atula mu mwe. Olinti naye omuntu bw'ataba na moyo gwa Kristo oyo si wuwe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinya ku Balumi esule yo munana.
According to Romans chapter 8.
Iraga.
It shows.
Nti omuntu bw'ataba na moyo gwa Katonda.
If a person has no spirit of God.
Basuka bakupozi.
And the first pause.
Banga bogera Katonda Kitaffe.
For they speak of God the Father.
Bamari bagamba.
And after they tell you.
Omuntu bw'ataba na moyo gwa Kristo.
Still if someone has no spirit of Christ.
Bwetuita Katonda kigambo.
We call God the Word.
Era omwana.
And the Son.
Mukama waffe Yesu
Kristo. The Lord Jesus Christ.
Oyo nga si wuwe.
That one is not his.
Nakitegezibwa nti omwoyo ono.
Means that this spirit
oba Katonda omwoyo
oh God the Spirit
ye moyo wa Katonda Kitaffe
is the spirit of God the Father
ate ye moyo wa Katonda kigambo
spirit of God the Word
mutuma nyingo
who we know as the Son
kama afi Yesu
the Lord Jesus
nanga twala bantu yafutu kam bobo mbiri
we saw he came from both the two
nge migeje amazi maram
streams of living waters
kusinda bitwa simba yokuulira
according what we last heard
mukubikulire suli ya 22
in Revelation 22
no runyori soka
in the verse 1
Okubikulire sura ya 22 n'olunyiri olusooka.
Revelation chapter 22 verse 1.
Nandaga omugogo amazi ag'obulamu ogumasa amasanga endabirwamu nga guva mu ntebe ya Katonda n'ey'omwana gw'endiga.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Katonda omwoyo omutukuvu.
God the Holy Spirit.
Obagwe tuyita omwoyo wa
Mukama.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
He is the Holy Spirit.
Obo omwoyo wa Mukama.
God the Spirit of the Lord.
Obo omwoyo wa Katonda.
God the Spirit of God.
Eri kuntandikwa waguru we
guru. Right at the beginning above the heavens.
Mukatonda Kitaffe.
In God the Father.
Ne Katonda kigambo.
And God the Word.
Mutumanyi ngomba.
We know as the Son.
Yafuruma munga mugogo amazi amaramu.
He came out as a stream of living waters.
Ukusinira kubikurwa biri mu bibiri.
According to Revelation chapter 22.
Nyo lusoka lutuulide.
The verse 1 which we've heard.
Ngagamba nti.
And he said that.
Nenda ba omugogo amazi amaramu.
I saw a river of living waters.
Naguva mu ntebe ya Katonda.
It comes from the throne of God.
Mutumanyi nga Katonda kitafu.
We know as God the Father.
Ne mu ntebe yomwana gwendiga
from the throne of the Lamb of God
utumanyinga Katonda kigambo
you know as God the Word
obo mwana
oh the Son
kama afi Yesu
Christ our Lord Jesus Christ
ninga jukira twanyonyoka echama chama zigana amaram
explain the mystery of the living waters
atutegezi want moyo mutukuvu
met the Holy Spirit
kusinzira bitwaulira mu Yokana
according what we heard in the John
esule yomusamu
John chapter 7
Verse 37
verse 37
paka 39
and 39
atugandwa bwetu
and we are told like this
Yokana esule yo musanvu n'olunyiriri olasa tumu omusanvu
John chapter 7 verse 37
Naye kulunako olw'enkomerero lwe lukulu olw'embaga Yesu yayimirira n'ayogerera waggulu n'agamba nti omuntu bw'alumwe nnyonta ajje gye ndi anywe asatu mu munaana akkiriza nze ng'ekyawandiikibwa bwe kigamba nti emigga egy'amazzi amalamu giri kulukuta mu lubuto lwe asatu mu mwenda ekyo yakyogera ku mwoyo gwe baali bagenda okuweebwa abamukkiriza kubanga omwoyo yali tannaba kugabibwa Kubanga Yesu yaita naba kugulumizibwa.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus
Christ. Njagala okwotinga bulungi era ekyandi kubwicho.
I want you to quote that scripture.
Ndi Yesu bwabata nalabisibwa.
Jesus before manifests.
Omoyo talabika.
The spirit never appears.
Simanyo bana chochubulide.
I don't know whether you have noted it.
Muyokane suli omusamba satu muenda
agambe. John chapter 7 verse 39 says.
Yetu yachogera kumwoyo.
That spoke that by the spirit.
Yali anyonyola kumigeja amazamba.
The spirit of streams of living waters.
Kabonero moyo moye kwekangara.
The sign where the spirit hides to manifest.
Ndicho yachogera kumwoyo. Yali agenda kuba
we was to be given them.
Bango moyo yaita nagabibwa.
The spirit had not been given.
Bango kwisho yaita nagomizibwa.
Christ had not yet been glorified.
So Christ chikatonda chigamba itwa Christ.
God the word called the Christ.
Oluvanyi maro kula bisibwanga avudde muchitafu.
Manifesting from the Father.
Omoyo nali okala bisibwa.
The spirit to manifest it.
Obera tuchijukira ndi yavamo na morondozo mbiri.
Came from both thrones.
Yava muntebe ya katonda itwa chitafu.
The throne of God called the Father.
Ne muntebe yo mwana gwe.
From the throne of the Lamb of God.
Otumanya ntiye katonda chigamba.
No is God the word.
Obo mwana.
Or the Son.
Makama afi Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
So wotumulira omugogo kwa mazamara
the stream of living water
naguva muntebe ya katonda ichitafu
the throne of God who is the Father
niyo mwana gwendiga
of the Lamb of God
ye katonda chigamba
it's God the word
wotumanyingo mwana
you know as the Son
tulaba moyo mtu kuvunga bwe yali avamu muchitafu eri waguru wegu
how the Holy Spirit came from the Father above the heavens
nemuchigamba
and from the word
nge mugagwa mazamara
as the stream of living waters
era tujuka ntwa mulabye nga ayimukange ntumu
remember we saw him heaping up
Now wanika ku eri ku kuguru eri
ya
eri waguru eguru
up to the new heavens above the heavens
amana ne yekunganya ku mukono gwa dio
after he gathered himself on the left hand
ogwa kono gwa chitafu
the left hand of the father
so bitugeno okweyongera kubanga tunyonyoka
what we have to move on get explained
what do anisho mukono gamba
you had a hand raised what are you saying
Esebas baba Uganda
Praise Jesus brethren
Nsaba koyongera nyo mukutegera
I request to move on into understanding
Ubikuru yesura yabimebiryo nyiro lusoka
Revelation chapter 22 verse 1
Tulaba moyo mtu kuvunga akulu kutokuva muntebe ya chitafu ne yemu
See the Holy Spirit flow from the throne of the Father and of the Lamb of God
Wow kakati wadu olimba tuyimba
Now there is a song we sing
Ti muntebe yemu kama mukulu kutama futa
That from your throne flows anointing
Gemanyinga ye moyo mtu
Which I know it's the Holy Spirit
Kada chizo changa chiva wano
Now my question comes from here
Omoyo mtu kuvu yakulu kutoma ndi gumune yetongola
The Holy Spirit flowed once to get independent
Oba sigala akulu kutena kuzona
Oh it remains flowing all the days
Okuba muntebe ya chitafu ne ya chigambo
The throne of the Father and of the Word
Yes yebazi
Praise Jesus much
Omoyo mtu kuvu yasigala nkolazi
The Holy Spirit was remained as his ways
Kuru kutanga migeja amazi
To flow as streams of living waters
Kuru kutanga mafuta
To flow as anointing
Kubanga chituito mugo gwa masamara.
What we call the river of living waters.
Guba muri chintu echandi badde echo bulamu.
In it is everything which would have been of life.
Kugamanga dalabula muri wenyine.
And indeed it's real life.
Buwandi sima futa gandi badda.
For anointing to have been home.
Nisengoro acho kusizina mbaro kane so.
This is why according to the first John.
Isuri yokutanyula omunana.
Chapter 5 verse 8.
Kugamanti omusayina amazi no moyo.
Blood, the water and the spirits.
Bakanya mu.
They agree in one.
Ndomo mtu kuvoyo gola alimwe combination yebintu binji.
That Holy Spirit you see holds combination of many things.
Sibukuba mu omusayi.
There can be blood.
Sibukuba nga amazi.
There can be like water.
Asubira kuba nga amafuta akakulukuta.
As anointing flowing.
Buri chindwe chandi badde chireto obulamu.
Everything to have brought life.
Abasu buru chibera.
He can be it.
So ezonda ngerize zarabikira.
Those are his ways through which he manifests.
Ukuru kutanga mafuta agayigiriza.
So as anointing teaching.
Abata yogera ku mafuta gana agamwe.
Does it speak of your anointing usual?
Kana mafuta gabri joga kuigiriza.
This usual anointing or olive oil, what does it teach you?
Kugama yogera ku bintu nga byabulamu nyo.
Speaks of bigenda wala. And of life they go far.
So ngabe tuulide.
Now just as we've heard.
Kusina mu kubikurwe suri ya 2 mubi.
God Revelation 22.
Nyo disoka.
In the verse 1.
Atulaga anti omoyo mtu kubwe yali ava mu.
Show when the Holy Spirit came from the Father.
Nechigambo
in the word
utumanya ngo mwana
we know as the son
ero mwana gwendiga
and the lamb of god
yavamu ngo mugogo amaza amara
came out of the river living waters
ere kya machibade chikunyonyulwa
secret has been explained to you
muyokani suliyo musamba
in the John chapter 7
asatu musamba
37
aka asatu mwenda
and to 39
techa echo ya echa machye migeja amaza amara
the mystery of the living waters
kya machya moyo mutukuvu
it's a mystery secret of the holy spirit
techo yachogera ku moyo mutukuvu
that meaning the holy spirit
So people
can ask you out. You
said
the three were in one.
Now
the word, how was he in there? That one you got explained. Holy Spirit, how was he in the Father?
Books
can come
somewhere. There
another man
inside
him, two men seated within him.
You have
to show him the way they were in him.
And
how they came out
and
they met their fullness.
And
they have manifested outside.
What is the
one you think of? If you think
your
bones,
they
came from what?
And you
just think of
that. You can
understand what I tell you.
Your
bones came from water. Yes.
The egg
of a man and of a woman.
It
spawns their words.
Job chapter 10
verse 6.
He
say it's like milk. Milk, cheese.
Who
have ever seen of sperms? Those who have gone into issues. You saw of those issues.
Mubera mwamagumba.
Are there bones?
Nizi kurukuta wezitinga
musayi. They flow like blood.
Nigo nono musajja na kurukusa.
Flows is water.
Musayi namazi no moyo bakanya.
Blood, water, spirit agree in one.
Kati nebo yakurukuta yasobola okwekunganya
amagumba, bones, everything.
And it's not on the
left hand.
It's
very easy. Little science.
Now,
the way flow as
streams and
gathers himself with him with hands. How could that be?
You
go ask yourself, the way your body began to flow.
That
was the egg of a man.
That
we call the sperm. And the egg of a woman, the ovum.
There
came out bones, the same bones.
That's what
in the Ecclesiastes
it says.
You know the way bones grow in the womb. Someone can ask.
How
the spirit flew as people of water? He heaped up.
After
he gathered himself, out came bones.
Do
not ask that.
First
ask yourself. If you see
sperms,
are there bones, your bones in them?
Those
who go in
periods,
when you look to that egg of them,
that's
not blood.
You
see bones in it?
When you
go to get pregnant, that egg
appears
as blood.
And
of a man flows like milk, cheese, which we call sperms. They meet.
Connections.
The connections begin.
And
bones form out.
And
the spirit comes from up in heavens, it's put there.
Me, I
love things of research.
I say
bones in these palms. Nothing. Nothing. My wife may beat me.
She can
say I checked her ovum or egg. I did see nothing there.
I'm going to
laboratory some of them. They are there. A doctor, you attach your cell phone. Search them out.
And
check for my wife. You know, I'm his junior boy. I'm her firstborn. After that spoke, she will say, "You boy."
What do I know?
You came here to check such out my things.
Praise
the Lord.
Manya Apostle Innocent.
I'm named Apostle Innocent.
Tulabye nga Yesu.
We've seen on Jesus, Matthew 20 and the Mark 10,
responding
respond to his disciples, not in his right to give both positions,
right and the left hand,
or to them sit on the, his right and his left.
But
the same Jesus appears, Revelation 3:21. He says, "O yali wangula,
grant him permission to sit with him on the throne."
So, I request enlightenment of that.
There
are our thrones which are found in Jerusalem. When Jesus is going to carry out judgment, we too shall be seated in our, on our thrones. According to Revelation 20, verse 4 and down, we too shall be on our thrones. All cannot sit on his right hand, neither on the left. If he's in the world, on that day they will separate the goat, the goat will be on the left hand.
And
the goats to be on the left hand, the sheep to be on the right. It's a language of that life.
Those,
the what
that
is backed in the other glory that they added on.
Kubanga Mako Kumi
for Mark 35:37. The word has been gone back to glory. In Matthew 20:20-23. Now we didn't hear the aspect of glory there much. The
what
we appreciate, we
say,
back to the glory was with the Father. They asked for that. That we read Matthew 17:4-5. If John 17:4-5.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is different. Today in heaven and earth, Jesus has them seated on his right and left hand. There are 24 elders. Above the heavens, they will not be able to sit there. Now, where are you to put the Father?
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. Man.
So which to which
now that's how it is. But we've been shown, according to what we've heard in Revelation 22, then the verse 1, that the Holy Spirit, coming from God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus, come from God the Father, came out as a stream of living waters, joined, upcoming from the throne of the Father and of the Word, joins up be one river.
God
has said in John 7:37-39, that spoke of the Holy Spirit was manifesting. That's the secret of the living waters.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as we ended, as we heard, there were thunders, voices, and lightnings. According to Job 37, verse 1 downwards, these we heard them. After this finished,
then
the Holy Spirit had to gather up himself on the left hand of the Father. Let's read, we hear.
Job chapter
37
and
the
verse 1. Muwulire okuwuuma kw'eddoboozi lye n'okududuma okuva mu kamwa ke. Olwokusatu, akusindika wansi w'eggulu lyonna n'okumyansa kwe kubuna enkomerero z'ensi.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
Mu kiseera ekyo waggulu w'eggulu gye lyasookera.
Time above the heavens where things began.
Katonda omwoyo ngaava mu kitaffe
ekigambo. The spirit come from the father and the word.
Ngomugo gw'amazzi
amalamu. As a stream of living waters.
Waliwo okuduma okubeerawo ng'enkuba egenda okutonya.
There was a lightning thunder as the it's going to be raining. Thunderings. Lightnings.
Nakusindika eri paka mugulu lyonna eri awaggulu we
guru. Heavens of above the heavens.
Paka mubuta gwawo.
Up to the everlasting.
Omanyi kuvadda buno obone obumulawo obwenkuba
obumulawo the signs of the rainfall you see
okududuma n'okubwatuka
the lightnings and the thunders
byasoka kubeera we
they first happened above the heavens
omoyo eyafurumanga emigeja amazamba
he came out as living waters
so bwone n'obwebwa wadda
those are his olden signs
Yobu 37 olunyiriri olwokuna
Job 37 and verse 4.
Oluvanyuma lwako eddoboozi ne liwuluguma. Abwatuka n'eddoboozi ery'obukulu bwe. So, tebiziyiza ddoboozi lye bwe liwulirwa. Olunyo lw'okutaano. Katonda abwatuka kitalo n'eddoboozi lye. Akola ebikulu bye tutayinza kutegeera. Olunyo lw'omukaaga. Kubanga agamba omuzira nti gwa ku nsi. Era bw'atyo bw'agamba oluwandaggirize. Nempandagirize ezenkuba ye eyamaanyi.
Awonna ekiseera ekyo.
Now in that moment.
Omoyo ng'amaze okwambuka mu bbanga ng'omugga omunene.
Hipped up as a big river.
Atandika okwekola mu ngengeri y'omuziro omukwafu.
Make himself in the form of a snow.
Ne watandika okugwa oluwandagirize olwo.
And began to fall those dew.
Enkuba kuba naye yandika okubanga etonnya.
Rainfall seemed to begin falling.
Obukodyo bwali wali.
The trickle which was evolved there.
Okubugumingiriza kiba na kizibu nnyo.
To bear it is even very hard.
Yobu esule yasatumu omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Job 37 and verse 7.
Asakabonero ku mukono gwa buli muntu. Abantu bonna be yatonda balyoke bakimanye. Olunyo olw'omunaana. Awo ensolo ne zigenda mu weekwekero ne zibeera mu mpuku zaazo. Olunyo olw'omwenda. Mu kisenge eky'obukiiko obwa ddyo mwe muva omuyaga. Empewo ne ziva mu bukiiko obwa kkono.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Twawulira engeri.
We had a way.
Ennyindo n'akamwa nga bivaamu embuyaga empitirivu.
And the mouth out of them come much wetter winds.
Wansi omugaje gwali guva ogw'amazzi amalamu.
Where the stream of living water was coming from.
Mu ntebe ya kitaffe n'omwana gw'endiga.
The throne of the Father and of the Lamb of God.
Tumanyi nga Katonda kigambo.
You know as God the Word.
Era omwana.
And the Son.
Naye nga wavaayo empewo empitirivu.
There came out much wind.
Nga bw'otera okulaba nti omugga kizibu okubeerawo.
It's very hard a river to be there.
Nti waliwo mpewo.
And there is no wind.
Era bwe mugisiŋŋaana eteesenga eri kuli emanidde ku mazzi.
Calmed is hovering on the waters.
Eyinza okutamukawo mulungi.
Can get stirred up once.
Nuri okonda biro omuyaga ne bagama na.
See, stream and say.
Omuyaga guvudde
wapi? Where as the wind come from?
Ngabona bemigabo ejiri wano ku nsi.
Ship rivers on this world.
Endandi kwa yebi ebintu bye mulaba. Yali eri waguru weguru.
It was above the heavens.
Omuntu kuvunga afutuka mchimgo.
All the spirit comes from the Father.
Ne kigambo
and his word.
Ngomugo gwa mazama.
As the river of living
water. Where
the wind which was there
ngato sa jigumingi
you could not bear it
kati obonero muno yabulekako ku migaji binaga yanja
the signs on the rivers on the water bodies
iracho vura ba
that's why you see
cha yangu ira Kristo kuogera no muyaga guyimirire
Christ to command the storm to be stilled
bo yalinga atambulira ku mazi
when he was walking on the waters
era nagalagira okukwata
commanded it to
na atambulira kuri
get still get hardened that
Amai
he was
going to do kumanya ebintu bino
it's required of us know the things
kubanga butuna tuogera nemigo okujitambira
ko speak with rivers that we walk on there
tugamba moyo mutuku
we speak to the Holy Spirit
ntigwo moyo akurukutanga emigeja amazabara
who flow as rivers of living water
ere yarabishiba mukutonda
who manifested in creation coming from the Father
gumi amaziga no fetwa itire ko tugende
this water had that we walk on it
obaga ule mufwe tuita
oh you separated that we pass in it
abacha ino obusobozi bulingo obukurubirebere nokukirawo
as the other ability of the beginning even beyond
Most
say that.
How did Jesus do that?
The word of
God is a worker. It's not a magician. Now he works with the Holy Spirit in all things.
That's
why Jesus told us Matthew 12:28. I cast demons by the Spirit of God. The kingdom of God has come for you.
So when they say,
I cast demons by the finger of God.
So yo mwe mtukuvu naye alabikangero mukolo wa
Katonda. The hand of God.
Yes, ye
praise Jesus.
Sumbyo nabo Luganda.
Now in all brethren.
What Zaburi eyensavu mu musa.
Look to Psalms 77.
Olinyo le 10 no musa.
The verse 17.
Pakole 10 no mwe.
And to 19.
Era bino nabo byaliwo.
Till this happened.
Zaburi esule yensavu mu musa mvu no lunyiriri ole 10 no musa mvu.
Psalms 77 from verse 17.
Ebirene bitonya amazi eggulu neyireeta eddoboozi era n'obusaale bwo ne bubuna ole 18 eddoboozi ery'okubwatu kwakwo ne liba mu kikuŋŋunta okumyansa ne kumulisa ebintu byonna ensi n'ekankana n'eyuuguuma
twogera ku ebyaggulu
w'eggulu. We speak of things above the heavens. See how it's to get rain.
Okumyansa amaboozi.
The thunders, the voicings. They happened above the heavens. The Holy Spirit, when he was coming from the throne, coming from the Father, as the river of living waters, gathering himself on the left hand of God, the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
things, and if you see our usual life, we move by.
Abasinga abaali bawuliddeko Katonda ng'ayogera bwe batamanyanga ani.
Heard God speak whom they didn't know who he was.
Bawulirako ku mbuyaga.
They heard of the whirlwinds.
Bagana nda mbuyaga empitirivu.
Say so much whirlwinds.
Wabaya yogera.
And they're coming out.
Naye abamu bamanyanga nti mwoyo mutukuvu.
Some did not that he was the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, so say mbuyaga.
The one who has come with much whirlwinds.
Era yobo yinzo mubuza naye yobo. Bwe yali ng'akyali ku.
When he was still on the world.
Wali yogera nani?
Whom were you speaking with?
Yali abuza wali oluddanga nteka
nsinjigi. Where were you when I put foundation of the world?
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Ayinengeriye yakitegeri.
He has the way he's understood it.
Omanyi myoba 38.
You know in the Job 38.
Waliwe mbuyageri wao.
There is a way a wind there.
Atujisomeko ko.
Let's read of it.
Naye muvamu ayogera.
Out of it comes one speaking.
Ningo yinzo tegera ne okuja ngo manyaka munaloke mbuyageri.
Realize who he was accepting the sign of the way a wind. Let's read we here.
Yobu esulesa tumumunana n'olunyiriro lusoka.
Job 38 in the verse 1.
Awo mukama n'alyokaddamu Yobu ng'ayima mu mbuyaga ennyingi. N'ayogera nti olunyiriro lw'okubiri ani ono aleeta ekizikiza mu kuteesa. N'ebigambo ebitaliimu kumanya.
Omuli ddo yabeera mu mbuyaga ennyingi.
And even much whirlwind.
Taba kitaffe.
It's not the Father.
Ali taba kigambo.
It is not the Word.
Zere bisinga atera kuba mwoyo mutukufu
kenyini. Most of the time is the Holy Spirit himself. Whirlwinds, thunders.
N'owulira eddoboozi.
And hear a voice.
Ani ono aleeta ekizikiza mu kuteesa.
Bringing darkness and castle.
Maybe gambe bitali muwaddo okumanya.
Words without knowledge.
Terera nonkubuzi.
You all that I ask you.
Wali oliruddanga nteka misingi.
Where were your foundation of the earth?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kadi mtisere cho yobu bwe yali achari kunsi no mubuza bado yogera ne Katonda.
Job was on the world. If you they asked him, he spoke with which God?
Nawe babadde bayinza okubuza ali yogera ne Katonda.
You ask he was speaking with which God? By the sign there you don't
understand.
For through the sign I've understood and I understand.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus much.
Muzaburi ya 10 anamunya.
In Psalms 144.
Onyoro okutanulo musaba.
Verse 5 and 7.
Atugamba bwati.
He tells us like this.
Zaburi esuli ya 10 anamunya nolunyiriro olokutana.
Psalms 144 from verse 5.
Okutamye gululiyo ayi mukama. Okay. Okwate ku nsozi zinanyoka. Olunyoro mukaga. Okasuke njota obasasanye. Olaso busale bwo obateganye. Olunyoro musanvu. Ogololo mukono gongo yima waggulu. Omponye. Onziye mu mazzi amangi. Mu mukono gw'abannaggwanga
Where there is much water, he loves those portions much. And ask who separated the sea.
It
remains him, the Holy Spirit. Not work with the angel of water, he
poured.
He indirectly involves himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
You
know where
he
is? There is that much where winds, thunders, lightnings, and voicings. There is a fire passing like lightning. He's like electricity. One day he met Prophet Elijah.
So
he first passed as a whirlwind, fire, and he had behind. You put at past. I've past, I'm still behind.
So let's
read brief in the First Kings.
19:11-15.
First Kings chapter 19 from verse 11.
Nayogera nti fuluma oyimirire ku lusozi mu maaso ga Mukama. Kale laba, Mukama n'ayitawo, embuyaga nnyingi ez'amaanyi ne zimenya ensozi ne zaasenjazi mu maaso ga Mukama.
Ewulidde, embuyaga eyaliwo okusooka.
Whirlwind which passed initially above the heavens. God the Spirit comes from God the Father and God the Word. It was too much.
This
usually appears by.
Even
the top mount broken away, it throws it off.
I
tell you what was
about it.
The whirlwind from the north,
mouth
of God the Father, and God the Word.
The
whirlwind which came from under the throne.
The
Holy Spirit came out as a river.
If
there's anything weak around, it goes by, it disappears. And the whirlwind is filled with powers.
See,
here he appeared to Prophet Elijah.
He
confronted a whirlwind.
It
broke down all mountains.
But
most of us have not filled with authority. Don't be in the powers of darkness of Satan.
And if
you roll on the floors,
but
if it was of the Holy Spirit,
it
would have been lifted
you
in the sky and swayed you up here and brings you down again.
The
Spirit doesn't want to work like that.
But
our minister does his works, not shown much authority. He can show authority.
He can
break down every village and everything on it. Every mountain he levels it. Let's read we here.
Basekabaka ekisooka esula y'ekkumi n'omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
First Kings chapter 19 verse 11.
Nayogera nti fuluma oyimirire ku lusozi mu maaso ga Mukama. Kale laba, Mukama n'ayitawo, embuyaga nnyingi ez'amaanyi ne zimenya ensozi ne zaasenjazi mu maaso ga Mukama, naye Mukama nga tali mu mbuyaga. Awo oluvannyuma lw'embuyaga kikankano kya nsi.
Aya basi.
Naye Mukama nga tali mu kikankano ky'ensi. Olunyo lw'ekkumi n'ebbiri. Oluvannyuma lw'ekikankano, muliro. Naye Mukama nga tali mu muliro. Oluvannyuma lw'omuliro, ddoboozi ttono lyagonjebwa.
Oyo Mwoyo Mutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Nkolaze.
Oh, his ways.
Era nga bwe yali eri tabivanga.
As he was there, he's never shifted from that.
Tubona ne bwayogera na fulu mtu mukayanya. Avaako mabega mpola.
He comes still with a still voice. Passes all the power and you don't see it. The much whirlwind first passes. The thunders and the earthquakes were there. The fire.
Spirit
has to flow as streams and heap up.
What were there were great.
I think if they
take you there like today,
in our spiritual
transports, all
on
the day of the Lord, when we shall get back above the heavens, and we see great things.
Those in
Jerusalem move and ask what they want to be seen. It's given them. John 15 verse 7.
It
mostly gets fulfilled in heaven. And you are in the Christ. Its words are in you. Everything you ask, they give you.
Father,
I want to see how things are above the heavens.
And
you take it to Jerusalem.
They show you.
That verse mostly works in Jerusalem of heavens. What you ask is what is given you.
Here
on the earth doesn't work much. Because in the Christ in reality.
And
his words are in you.
There
are few.
Because
you see God has done a work in you. Remember before how you were.
If
you have a sign proof you are in the Christ. What along the
verse? Depend
on one you have to first go check it. It was very hard. Praise the Lord Jesus. Evangelist Topaz. We thank God much. Wisdom he moves on, give us in this place. I'm requesting to ask this question. Yes, we see in the Philippians chapter 2. And the Father says, now you Christ, they worship you.
Based on
all the experience Christ passed through to humble himself. Now I have been seeing. And we moved back above the heavens. There is the Father. There is the Son. There is also the Holy Spirit. Inside me, I ask. We shall see the three there. When we shall worship, we worship that you gods be glorified. And the other question. Whom shall we specify? That Father be glorified.
Let's
also see there another question. We see according to the scriptures, each one got roles of works he does.
The
manifestation of the two, the Word and the Spirit. There was a plan to manifest other creations. Now already we shall be there. I see as if the word his works would have been reduced.
However,
Spirit will still be guiding us, will still be working. Maybe they will get back being the Father again.
So,
I request to be enlightened in that. Praise Jesus. Our worship unto Him, unto the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
United
that in the John 5:7. The three agree in one.
Besides,
speak God is all God.
We
not include the Word or the Father or the Spirit. We are free to include them. We say God the Father. We say God the Word or the Son.
And
say God the Spirit.
If the
general handle is God, He was in Him and it was God. Is it not that?
So we talk
God, they all receive that glory. And if it is yet there,
it
is glorified in another. That's why the Holy Spirit holds a command.
In Matthew 12:31-32.
Whoever blasphemeth the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven.
naye agulumizibwa,
but glorified also.
Era kitaffe yabisaawo ebiragiro ebyo
byonna. Father is the one who put in place all those commands.
So bwe twogera bwe tutugamba
bwe tuti. We speak like that, we say this.
Emirimu gya bonna gigenda kuba waggulu eggulu tegikyaliwo.
Works of all above the heavens will not more be applicable. The Father will not more be working.
N'ekigambo ajja kuba
takola. Even the Word will not work. Omwoyo
omutukuvu ajja kuba takola.
Even the Holy Spirit will not more work.
Lwansonga emu.
Because of one reason.
Amaze otujjula muffe ng'ayita mu bigambo.
Filled us in us passing the words.
Yokana mukaaga
mukaaga musatu. Chapter 6.
Ebigambo bye mbagamba gwe
mwoyo. The words I said to their spirits.
Bulamu ajja kuba takyadda mu kutawanja. Mwalere bw'ajja tukulembere.
Ajja
kuba amaze otujjula mu kuyita mu bigambo.
Filled in us through the word. It is rested.
So there you could be kubanga.
None of them will be working. They will see how we worship and how we praise.
Kubanga atugamba nti buli liso lino tujja kuba tumulaba maso ku maso.
I will see him.
Atulaba kitaffe
nga we see the Father.
Era n'atugamba tali butuki buteri ajja kuba mulaba.
Right, holiness, no one will see him.
Kubadogamba ki?
Praise Jesus, brethren. I want to be enlightened on Matthew 20:20 and Mark 10.
Oromoyo mtukuvu nga nzira kushitisha kubana abasajja abajja eri mukama wa Yesu Kristo.
When I see the men of Jesus, they requested to sit on the right and the left. You'll sit on the right and the left. That their request.
Was it in them
and the Holy Spirit foresaw it in them?
And they
pushed them, come ask for it.
Basobola okumanya ekituufu.
That they can know the right thing.
Oba kyali nga bwe tulaba Petro bwe yagamba mukama waffe Yesu Kristo nti mukama waffe Yesu nze nange njakola komerwa wamu naawe.
Oh, it was like Peter's experience.
Nga Satani oba ye yali abayiseemu.
Satan was behind them.
Kyali ki kwebyo
kye nagala okutangaza. What was it in that experience?
Ekintu ekyali omanyi abayigirizwa baabeerangawo ne mukama waffe Yesu.
The disciples were there with the Lord Jesus.
Buli omu ng'alina by'abala.
Each one had their calculations on Jesus.
Omanyi amagezi gaffe gamala tereezebwa.
No, our mind first gets to be corrected.
Wabula bw'oba otunuulidde mu Matayo.
But if you look to Matthew.
Yamala n'abagamba.
Eventually he told them.
Those of
the world exercise authority to others.
Baagala okufuga
afuga. They want to rule over them.
N'abagamba ebyobwa Katonda si bwe
bibeera. Told them things of God are not like that.
Kubanga yabalaba ekirowoozo ekyabasabise ebyo.
He thought why they requested for that.
Baagala bafugire wamwe.
They wanted to rule together.
Kivula saagadde nnyogera mu litero lwaki baasaba.
This is why they requested it.
Kubanga ate kyandi tujja ennyo ku kyandi tutte ku
birala ate.
Naye bw'osoma ennyiriri ezo n'okkirira. Kwasaganya bulungi Matayo.
Connect Matthew
20. Onyolwabiri n'okkirire.
20 go downwards.
Ne Marko.
And Mark.
10:35. Ojja alaba ensonga Yesu amala n'agiwa.
Jesus effectually gave the reason.
Baali bawuliranga baagala ofuga obuyinza. Baagala bafuge bannaabwe bonna.
Rule over all their colleagues.
Na Yesu bwaba atumaga
Jesus Yokana, says, he say John
yogera
speak to them
nzaimira ku mkono
I who stand on his right hand
bali mu bufuzi mu mitima
he had rulership in that
bali barowoza
ko thought of
omuntu ku bwabirengera n'abisokolayo n'ebitategerekeka mu mitime n'abalumiriza mu kyogere mu
kyogere
abalongoosa
amagezi
naye bwobange olina
eyagalowoozaokerera
wakiri
ombuuzeeko
mu kirowoozo kyo ekiyinza okuba ekirungi oba
ekibi
ku ki kyolowooza gye tugenda mu maaso oyagala kubeera
ki
Ha 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 ha.
oyinza okuba olina ebirowoozo
ebitategeerekanaye
naye ntuukirira ombuuze mu ddembe
nkubulira
oba kyolowooza kikyamu
bakituufu
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga tusembayo bwe tuti.
But we end like this.
Butukomekereza okulaba engeri omu mtukuvu gyabamu.
Wind up see the way the Holy Spirit.
Katonda kitaffe ne Katonda
kigambo. Came from God the Father and the Word.
Gomugogo amazi
amara. As the stream of living waters.
Ye kunganya ku mukono ogwa ddyo.
Gathered himself on the left hand. Ogwa
kono ogwa kitaffe.
The left hand of the Father.
Mukunyonyola.
In explaining.
Okusinzira ku Zaburi ya 10:10.
According to Psalms 110 and the verse
1,
he connected with Mark
12:36.
It shows the one who explained those words.
The Holy
Spirit had where he sat to hearken to these words.
Psalms 110
from verse 1.
Zaburi esuri ekikumi kumi n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Psalms 110 from verse 1.
Mukama agamba mukama wange nti tuula ku mukono gwange ogwa ddyo okutuusa lwe ndifuula abalabe bo entebe y'ebigere byo.
Ntuwulira nnyonnyola.
We are the one explaining.
Nti mukama.
That God, the Lord.
Yagamba mukama wange.
Spoke to my Lord.
Kitegeeza.
It means the Lord. God the Father.
Yagamba mukama Katonda kigamba.
Spoke to the Lord God the Word.
Nga waliwo awulira ayogera
annyonnyola and he explained it to
ye naye alina omukono gwe gwatuula
ku years his hand he sits on
okuwulira bye bagamba oli
hearken to what they spoke to the other
katuwulire
let us hear
Marko esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olwasatu mu mukaaga
Mark chapter 12 verse 36
Daudi yennyini yagamba mu mwoyo mutukuvu nti Mukama yagamba mukama wange nti tuula ku mukono gwange ogwa ddyo okutuusa lwe ndifuula abalabe bo entebe y'ebigere byo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Basinga bagamba.
Most people say
nti Daudi yennyini mu mwoyo mutukuvu.
David himself by the Holy Spirit.
Sitigiza alita byogera ku
bubwe. Didn't speak it by himself.
Naye abamu babuuza ekibuuzo.
But others ask a question.
Okuva waggulu w'eggulu.
Right from above the heavens.
Kitaffe yali alengedde abalabe ba Kristo.
The Father had foreseen the enemies of Christ.
Kituufu.
It is true. Before we were even gotten from Christ, the Father foresaw those who we are going to sin.
Remember,
the path we are going to sin next after this one.
We
are going to see our spirits. How they came from Christ as a lamp. Christ holds two parts in himself. He has the part of the light and of the lamp. And we remember
part
of God is the lamp and the light. Remember our spirits. They are called a lamp.
Gave
us from Christ. We are not given from the real
lamp.
We are not from the light, but from the part of the lamp shining dimly. That's what you understand tomorrow.
But
we as we given from Christ, how were we given? We didn't come out as lights, but we came out as a lamp. You see lanterns, how they give light? As you see the lampstands, lanterns always give light like that. That's the way we came out. Light. But that's not what we are on now. Those are of tomorrow.
But
we still couldn't explain. As we've had in Psalm 110.
But
explain God. Lord spoke to my Lord, sit on my right hand. Till I'll make your enemies your footstool.
Wabula butwai tunyonywa mako 12:36.
Mark 12:36.
Moyo mtukuvu yali ayogera ebintu
bino. The Holy Spirit the one who spoke those things.
Moyo mtukuvu yali waguru
wego. The Holy Spirit was there above the heavens.
Era moyo mtukuvu yali na morondo.
The Holy Spirit has his throne.
Wabula guruza yali eriru yo asike bwawa.
Where was it put?
Kubanga ku mukono ogwa ddyo gwa kitaffe wali watudde yo kigambo.
Right hand of the Father seated the Word there.
Osubira ya moyo mtukuvu yitwe ntebe yekisari agitata.
The Holy Spirit was meant to be put where?
Kubanga ye kitaffe mukunyonyola agamba.
But the Father in explaining he says,
ki omuntu afuse ng'omukufu gobenkana ebitibwa bonga bo.
One of us they are equal in honor and glory.
So omuntu yali agala kwefu.
Man wanted to appear like them. But it failed.
He
said that made us eat of the tree. But the explanation we've heard, Christ, when he stood,
till
we see him on the right hand of the Father, according to Acts chapter 2, 34 and to 35. Let's read we here.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esuula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olwasatu mu nnya.
Acts chapter 2 from verse 34.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esuula eyokubiri olunyiriri olwasatu mu nnya.
Acts chapter 2 from verse 34.
Kubanga Dawudi teyalinnya mu ggulu. Naye yayogera ye yennyini nti, Mukama yagamba Mukama wange nti, tuula ku mukono gwange ogwa ddyo. Asatu mu ttaano. Okutuusa lwe ndifuula abalabe bo okuba entebe y'ebigere byo.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ekyo tukirabye.
That we've seen it.
Obujulizi.
The witness.
Ni Dawudi se yali eri waggulu w'eggulu.
Wasn't David was above the heavens.
Okulaba bino nga bibaawo.
To see this happen.
Naye ebyo yabyogera kuba omwoyo yali akimanya obulungi.
Spoke that by the Spirit who knew of it well.
Era tujjukira nti omutume yali ani Stephen.
We remember that Apostle Stephen.
Mukulengera ebyali eri waggulu w'eggulu.
Seeing what we are above the heavens.
Christ
stood to create heaven and the earth
and
come from a throne. Let's put it there we hear. Acts chapter
7
verse
55. Omutukuvu n'akaliriza amaaso mu ggulu n'alaba ekitiibwa kya Katonda ne Yesu ng'ayimiridde ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogwa Katonda.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
So yes, tumulaba.
Now we see Jesus. And
he's
God the Word.
Alabi siwa kumukono ogwa ddyo.
Appears on the right hand.
Ogwa Katonda
kitaffe. God the Father.
Uchebuzo omuntu kuvuyali kumukono chi.
Asking the Holy Spirit is on which hand? You still have a question?
Kubanga twaulide echo kyategekebwa Katonda.
Because we heard it was prepared by God.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. But we remember that the Holy Spirit has what we call the mercy seat. After the Lord Jesus had been told that your throne is forever, that of the Holy Spirit, what was spoken of it. Let me first get your question.
Yesu yebazwe.
Praise Jesus.
Musomesa banji bali deri obutukirivu gemanya.
Teacher many will turn to righteousness by name.
Ndine chibuzo chifanagana bwechiti.
I'm having a question like this.
Tunulira chigambo nga tudde ku mukono ogwa Dio kwa kitafu.
The word sits on the right hand of the Father.
Moyo mutukuvunga ali ku mukono ogwa kono.
The Holy Spirit on the left hand.
Nawe mbadde soma yokana, we mbadde soma ku bikulwe ya 2
mwana. As I read Revelation 21.
Okulaba engeri emigaje gya kulukuta.
You see the way the river we are flowing.
Moyo mutukuvu alioke alabisibwe.
The Holy Spirit to manifest.
Nemedo okutegera position yetu kubanga mukusoka.
You to understand right position for initially.
When twatu nulira ku bantu bano ndine kifananya ate kinafuna.
When we look to these three, there's an image I got.
Engeri gye bayina okubanga batuddemu.
The way they have to be seated.
Tekiri nga ono watudde wano.
Not that this one sits there. Kitafa
atudde wano.
The Father is there.
Omoyo mutukuvu atudde
wano. The Holy Spirit is there.
Nga kyabula muko positioning eyo.
Lacking that positioning.
Kubanga emiga bwe jukulukuta.
When it's reverse
flow. Nga tona alabika nga aliwa neno kukono.
This one seems to be on the left.
Nga kiraga nti ate omugga gwa kitaffe gwayita mu Kristo Yesu.
The stream of Jesus.
Alyoke omoyo mutukuvu alabisibwe. Oba ogwa Kristo okuyita mu gwa kitaffe omoyo mutukuvu alabisibwe.
All that of Christ past the Father, the Spirit appear on the side.
Ati kyabula mu ekibuzo ekyokubiri.
The second question.
Kiri mu kubikulwe Yesu le yokuna.
It's in Revelation chapter 4.
Olinyo lwokuna.
The verses 4.
Lulaga.
It shows.
Abaka Davidi mu abana.
The 24 elders.
Abetolode mu kama
afesu. Surrounding the Lord Jesus.
Nentunuliramu.
And I look.
Nengamba bana abamuli emabega.
I said this behind him.
Bote bamtunula mu maso.
Don't they look in his face?
Kubanga ndabe entebe zo bwakabaka ezetolode.
I saw thrones they are surrounding him.
Abalama bera mu nkona.
Others are at his back.
Abalieri bamulaba mu maso.
And they look to him.
Kigambo surrounding. Surrounding.
The word surrounding. Maybe it's what troubles you.
Ekigambo encircling.
The word encircling.
Kyandibadde ku ekyo
kyogera. It would have applied to what you speak.
Encircling meaning.
Encircling it
means
they are around him even
at his back.
Surrounding it can be like here.
Angle.
And a specific angle. It's not a full circle.
Singa bakwese
encircling. If they use the circle link,
bandibadde bamwetuula ne
bamumalayosurrounding
kisobola
okubakibanga
mu ngeri ya sako naye nga
teweddeyo Let me hope you've understood. If you've seen that image, the circle doesn't finish.
It's
surrounded, but they have not encircled him.
Then, you know,
because those words,
if you read
them in the Bible and not reveal them, you can think them different.
Kakati. Wow. If you look
the image of the two thrones,
I don't know
whether you have it there.
When the
river comes from the throne of Christ, end of the Father, it comes out from their middle.
And
the Holy Spirit, at times you can see him in the middle.
He can't
see there all days for one reason.
We will see the Father
thrones are very highly elevated.
It's just good to be seen well.
Each to be seen well.
Even though
he can appear to be in the middle,
explain
as he came from the two.
He came
from the two. But he has to cross get to his left hand.
We know
the earth is a living river.
As entire
life is in him, God the Spirit.
I've ever dropped that image.
And he sits in their middle.
We
sure he came from the two.
Go
to his hand where he sits.
But those thrones
are very highly elevated.
Have
the throne of the Holy Spirit.
It's
called the master seat.
All long
see as if no one sits in it.
It's
on a tall mountain. In its
reality. But
God came down with it in the midst of the cherubims.
Left it
there, no one sits on it.
But
we remember,
it's
the one called the Spirit of Grace.
And the
throne was attached on a special name,
right
from the throne of the Father and of the words.
It's
called the Master Seat.
According
to Hebrews,
Hebrews 10,
verse
29,
although we hear him be called the Spirit of Grace,
let's read there,
we hear.
Abebulaniya esule yekomi nalo nyiriri olwabiri mu mwenda.
Hebrews 10:29.
Mulowooza mutya okubonerezebwa oyo kwalisanyizibwa kulyenkana w'okusinga okuba okubi eyalinyirira ddala omwana wa Katonda nalowooza omusayi gw'endagaano ogwa mutukuza obutaba mutukuvu n'agirira ekyejo omwoyo ogw'ekisa
kwegamba omwoyo mutukuvu.
Now the Holy Spirit
ayitibwa omwoyo w'ekisa okuvedda
okuva waggulu we. Spirit of Grace from above the heavens.
The
throne is called the master seat.
Manyodi zunguruaga man, chizibo koisant ni majira, and you scorned the spirit of mercy. Nebaga the spirit of grace. He
called it the spirit of grace.
Those
words usually appear the same.
Amakuru.
Meaning.
Wabula munjatura.
But in speaking out,
this way
we don't use mercy, we use grace.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus, much. He's called the Spirit of Grace.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus, much.
And
his throne
is
different from the throne of the Father and of the Son.
His name ever, it's called
that name, the Master Seat.
To mean this
seat of the Spirit of
mercy.
According to Ezekiel chapter 10,
we see it
in the midst of the cherubims.
Ezekiel
10,
verse 1
to 2.
Ezekiel 10 from
verse
1. Nula, era lava. Mubange lyali waguluwa mtego wa bakerubi, ne walabika waguluwa abwe. ng'ejjinja lya safiro ng'embala ey'ekifaananyi eky'entebe olunya olw'okubiri n'agamba omusajja ayambadde bafuta n'ayogera nti yingira wakati wa bannamuziga abeetooloola abawulukuka wansi wa kerubi ojuze ebibatu byo byombi ebisirize eby'omuliro.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinziira ku Ezekiel 10 onyosooka.
Ezekiel 10 verse 1.
Lulaga namulondo engulumivu.
Choose a tall throne.
Eri mu maaso kati ga bakerubi.
In the midst of the cherubims.
Entebe eno.
This throne.
Eyitibwa entebe y'ekisa.
It's called the mercy seat.
Eri mu maaso kati ga bakerubi.
In the midst of the cherubims.
Okusinziira ku byogerwa.
According to what is spoken.
Nga nabbi Musa bwe yalaba eby'omuggulu bibiri.
As prophet Moses saw things of heaven how they are.
Bebulaniya.
Hebrews.
Esuli y'omunaana.
Chapter 8.
Nyo okutanu olw'omukaaga.
Verse 5 and 6.
Nyonyonyola nti nabbi Musa.
It explains prophet Moses.
Yalaba eby'omuggulu.
He saw things of heaven.
Era yasobola okulaba ku ntebe eno.
He was able to see of the throne.
Katusomeyo mu Bebulaniya.
Let's read in the Hebrews.
Natukomekkereza.
As we wind up.
Abebulaniya esuli y'omunaana n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Hebrews chapter 8 from verse 5.
Abaweereza ebyekifaananyi ekye nti abaweereza ebyekifaananyi n'ekisiikirize ekyebyo eby'omuggulu nga Musa bwe yabuulirwa Katonda bwe yali ng'agenda okukola eweema kubanga ayogera nti tolemanga kukola kyonna ng'ekyokulabirako bwe kiri kye walagibwa ku lusozi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Entebe y'ekisa
the mercy seat
nabbi Musa gye yaleeta ku wano oba gye baakola ku wano ku nsi.
Prophet Moses had made a copy on the world.
Bulijjuli namulonde y'omwoyo omutukuvu.
It feels the throne of the Holy Spirit.
Ayitibwa omwoyo w'ekisa.
Called the Spirit of Mercy.
Era nga bw'oba otunuulidde mu kitabo eky'okuva.
If you look to the book of Exodus.
Esula eno ey'25.
Exodus chapter 25.
Etulaga ku ntebe eno eri mu masikati ga bakerubi.
As of the throne in the midst of the cherubim.
Eyitibwa entebe y'ekisa.
It is called the mercy seat.
Katuve kunyola 17.
It's come from verse 17.
Natukomekereza.
As we wind up.
Wabulo ino kwebuza entebe yeweda yo waguru weguru.
As when that throne goes back above the heavens.
Omwoyo mtukuvu ajiteeka wa.
The Holy Spirit puts it where?
Ku mukono ogwa ddyo gwani?
On the left.
Ogwakono ogwa kitaffe.
Hand of the Father.
Wange entebe ya Kristo.
For the throne of Christ.
Wajira ku mukono ogwa kono.
So it on the right hand.
Ogwa kitaffe.
Of the Father.
Katusome tulire.
Let's read we here.
Okuva esule ya 25 n'olunyiriri ole 17.
Exodus 25 from verse 17.
Era olikola entebe ey'okusaasira ne zaabu ennungi emikono ebiri n'ekitundu obuwanvu bwayo era omukono n'ekitundu obugazi bwayo olunya ole 18. Era olikola bakerubi babiri aba zaabu mu zaabu empeese mw'oli bakola ku nsonda bbiri ez'entebe ey'okusaasira. Olunyole 19. Era kola kerubi omu ku nsonda eyo ne kerubi owookubiri ku nsonda eyo bazaabu emu n'entebe ey'okusaasira bwe mulikola bakerubi babiri ku nsonda zaayo ebbiri. Olunyole 20. Era bakerubi baligolola ebiwaawaatiro byabwe waggulu nga bayanjaza nti nga bayanjaza ku ntebe ey'okusaasira ebiwaawaatiro byabwe nga balabagana amaaso gaabwe amaaso ga kerubi galitunuulira entebe ey'okusaasira.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So, entebe eyo tubali tujja tugiwulira ebbanga ddene.
Now that seat we've heard it for a long time.
Namulondo ey'ekisa.
The throne of mercy.
Yeyo omwoyo w'ekisa.
That is of the Spirit of Mercy.
Omwoyo mutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Eri okuva waggulu w'eggulu.
Right from above the heavens.
Yavaayo nayo.
He came down with it.
Chuvura wali mukubikura 22.
That's why in Revelation 22.
Wali tulaba namulondezi.
We saw two thrones, the third is not there.
Ninga jukira echayamba ko kulaga yokana namulonde 2.
Help to show John the two thrones.
Mukama Jesus Christ.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Yali aziko ko waguru.
He has ever moved back above the heavens.
Wali yagena namulondo.
Though he did go with the throne.
Nade yokana nalagibwa ku ebi ebyali bibaddewo.
John was shown of this which had been before.
Ebyali baddo mukusoka yali araba bulabi
video
yebi ebyali bidu.
The beginning he saw a video of what had happened.
Wanga yenne Kristo namulondo yentufu.
For he was supposed to question this rightful throne.
Achali nayo muguru eliyo kusaka.
He has it in the third heaven.
Atino moyo mtukuvu.
Even the Holy Spirit
namulondo yentufu.
His rightful throne.
is
still there in the first heaven in the midst of the cherubims. It means above the heavens, we find there one throne of the Father. Time on the right hand of the Father and the left. No one sits,
both
sit there if they are down at these ends. Counted that they
are
language, understanding for they came from there, they have to get back there. As the beginning was.
Well,
that's where they are.
That's
where they are. And that's how they will be.
So,
that's how it was.
Go
to the word.
Just
come from God the Father. As the much light.
And
that's the sun.
It
sits on the right hand of the Father. And God the Spirit came from God the Father. And God the word. As the much where we
went.
As the stream of living waters. His fullness. On the mercy seat. Put on the left hand of the Father. Father. That's how they were. That's how they are in physical life. In the real understanding. And that's how they will be. When we've gone back above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so
much. That's how they were. Tomorrow we want to see our spirits. How they came from God the Word. As lambs. And they melted. And they were made. And they were sunk.
And
the Spirit was flowing. And they were given bodies above the heavens. Same time we pass through, be immersed to get born again. Sign which first happened above the heavens. According to Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, he said the human spirit is a lamp. But we remember Psalms 119, verse 105.
It
shows that God the Word is the light and the lamp.
So,
when we got from Christ, came off as you see a lamp. You see a fire of a lantern. Those who first get out were the 24 elders began be gotten from them.
You
come out as the light.
No, sansana.
You scatter around.
No.
And your spirit comes down to be made. And it's not clothed. They immerse in the stream of living waters. And it comes out clothed the body. And that one is done, finished. How we are many, how did they do that?
Now,
God the
Word
became out as a lamp. As you see how a shooting star passes. That's how we came from God the Word. 24 elders were the first to get out.
We
are in the shape of the lamp. As it shines. But they are big lamps.
They first
cut as crystal lights. And the Spirit stood. And
they
were immersed to be given bodies.
The
Holy Spirit put a river for them, clothing them a body from there.
But
you don't get born of spirit and water.
But
that's how it was in the beginning. The reason why at the end it's going to be like that, and it's like that.
You
go back, get immersed, be given a body from heaven. When we came from Christ, we came out as lamps.
And
we are shining.
And
those who passed were 24 elders.
We're
going to get explained tomorrow. And their spirits manifested, but they are naked. And they don't even step on the ground. And they are immersed in that river.
The Spirit
made it seated on the throne, yet he put his stream around.
Wherever he immerses,
comes out close to the body, yet he randomly immersed many of them. After 24 elders, we are getting out of their mouth,
out as lambs. We scatter around. You see the spirit can settle and it's a full spirit.
Naked.
And it's naked.
They immerse it
in the stream of living waters. And they clothe it a body. And they release it out. That's how we are to see them. Then after we shall see why the word was called Mother of Creations. And the firstborn of the children of God. After we shall see what the Spirit was called, the Holy Spirit. Now we still have more, but God bless you. Keep upholding you. And you hearken those elevated words in the name of Jesus.